Hello and welcome to Module 3 of this Microsoft Virtual Academy course focused on System Center Configuration Manager and the management of software and operating system deployments. This is Module 3 and we will now start to get a view of software updates. Up until this point in Module 1 we covered the basics around your infrastructure, so using and configuring distribution points, distribution point groups, and then we moved across into Module 2 which gave us a view of how do we build up our repository of applications. How do we look at the relevant applications and the deployment types associated with those applications? And how do we start to manage the repository and the content that we're going to store and use to send out to our users? Or if we're going to configure a portal or a location for a user or users to come and pull applications from us centrally. Now in Module 3, we're going to take it to the next level to understand how do we look after software updates. Software updates, looking at patching, updating applications, updating operating systems, or products that we might have within our infrastructure. So let's go across the slides and get a view of the agenda that we're going to go through in this particular module now. So there are four areas that we're going to cover. Firstly, we're going to introduce software updates to understand the concepts behind them and the talking points that we will configure and look at in the first demonstration. We will then focus, very much similar to the last two modules, on the planning thoughts and ideas that are required for software updates being configured in your environment. Then we'll drill into the configuration component to understand exactly what can we configure and use within the environments that we're going to start to manage from an updating perspective. And then we'll close off the module around operations and maintenance of software updates within your environment. So again, end to end, to introduce the thoughts and questions that you need to ask when you start to plan. How do we configure, getting ready to deploy software updates, and then how do we operate and maintain that within our configuration manager environment? So moving to the first section, introduction to software updates. Over here now, we'd like to position the key components around software updates and the key pieces that we're going to look at in the first demonstration. So within configuration manager, software updates really provides a set of tools and resources that you as an administrator can help manage any software updates required within your environment from the Microsoft stack, as well as some third-party components as well. Now, it can become quite complex to manage all of these components, and so ideally, Configuration Manager gives you that central view of how to manage those areas. The idea behind a true working effective management process is to really to ensure that you have operational efficiency once you start to manage and use your infrastructure within your environment. Ideally, we would have a proper software updating mechanism in place to address and overcome any security issues, any network infrastructure stability issues that we might look at from an operating system or application perspective. But because of the nature of changes in technology, we always want to ensure that we have the proper infrastructure and processes in place. So what are we going to look at? Firstly, we'll look at software update synchronization. Understand exactly the requirements around that, as well as your planning requirements for rolling this out into your environment to ensure the synchronization does not have an impact into your infrastructure. We will then look at the three deployment areas: packages, workflows, and process. So from a package position, we'll understand exactly what is and how do we build up these packages. On the workflow side, what are the pieces and the chain of events that need to take place to move from the beginning of setting up software updates all the way out to updating applications in our environment or operating systems. On the deployment process, what is the actual beginning to end process from actually doing those and populating the software update repository? And then extending software updates outside of the normal Microsoft stack of applications and updates that we might want to manage. So with that in mind, let's take those key concepts into play. So firstly, the synchronization pieces, the packages, the actual processes of deploying out, and what is the workflow and configuration options you have within your managing software updates. And the piece that we're going to step through now, we'll have a look at the components and configuration required on a site server that has the software update point installed. We'll step through the relevant sections, and those sections are where you would draw your questions out for how you would want to design and plan for a proper software update infrastructure within your environment. So let's go across to the demo environment that we were using earlier in Module 1 and Module 2 and dig a little bit deeper into the area around software update management. So if we go across now to that infrastructure we looked at earlier, so we were playing within the application management section, and ideally now we're going to spend a bit of time on the software update section. This would be the repository of where all your relevant components would sit. the updates, any groups that you might build for requirement purposes, any deployment packages that's sitting out here. And if you had, and in some cases need automatic deployment rules, you would have the relevant rules sitting in within this area over here. This dashboard on the right-hand side will start to give you a view of, from a, an updating perspective, an alerting perspective, what is the status and health of the software updates in your environment. So if we now step one level back and think of those key areas around your infrastructure and your administration required, let's go and have a look at the site server that we have here to understand the configuration requirements that you need in the back end before you can start to populate and build out your deployment packages and start having your process and rules put in place for updating software in your infrastructure. The key piece is that you would need to have a software update point installed on your CAS as well as any standalone primary site servers within your environment. So over here, very simple infrastructure that we've worked with in this MVA course. Here we have a single primary site server. And ideally now we want to have a look and a view of what we can configure on this particular site server. So if I go to the actual site components and look at what I can configure and drill down to the software update point, or SUP as we'll refer to it now, this will give me the view of what I need to step through to understand what I can configure, but also some questions I would need to ask in how do we configure this from a base installation and configuration perspective. So the first piece is around synchronization. That was the first component we mentioned in the last slide around your software update synchronization. And the two key areas we need to think about are, where are we going to synchronize from? Will it be internal, or do we actually pull from external? And that does have an impact in certain areas, depending on the connectivity you have with this primary site server. Now, in this case, it's a single standalone one. It has internet access. I can pull directly from Microsoft Update if required. I could also pull from an internal upstream source location, depending on my connectivity. So this primary site server might not be an internet connected server, or might have a very poor link or unreliable link. I could then decide to pull from an upstream source location. Or I could say do not synchronize whatsoever. And this would only be required if we were going to manually update the software update point with the relevant software updates in our infrastructure. So that's just from a question that needs to be asked in the beginning. When I deploy and configure the relevant software update point on my relevant site servers, how am I going to synchronize? Question number one. Question number two is, how do I do my reporting? This piece becomes quite critical. If you think of the change in technology, the change in updates, the change of security vulnerabilities, and the threats that are out there from a malicious software perspective, as well as operating perspective, as an IT administrator, you'd want to pull proper reports through that are as detailed as possible within Configuration Manager. Here you can decide how you would like to report on these events to then be pulled through in the relevant reporting, whether it be alerting or whether you actually have true reporting with System Center Operations Manager. On the classification side now, this is where it becomes very detailed for this particular software update point. Keep in mind the updates that we select and configure in this area over here are only relevant to this particular software update point that we are working with. The questions now become in your hierarchy, what am I going to actually be updating in my environment that is going to use this particular site role? This could be a location which might have certain engineering or factory or distribution or machinery devices on it and might not have many different types of operating systems, might not have many different types of software installed on them, which could be a very minimal from an updating perspective. Then I would not need to pull down certain things such as tools, feature packs, or possibly any particular roll-ups that might be relevant for this particular site and the devices that are going to connect to it. Once you do your base configuration from what you select over here, you would then move on to the product section to understand, well, within your classifications, which products are we going to start to look at? And there are quite a few legacy products that are out here. But once you do your first synchronization, this list will start to update with all the latest that are available from Microsoft. And this is where you would step through and get a view from a planning perspective, what applications and what operating systems are going to be used in this particular location that is going to pull updates from this particular software update point. Then we look at the sync schedule. How often should the synchronization happen? If we go back to the first tab around sync settings, depending what we've selected over here, We might say, right, in the first option, it's an internet connected software update point. Let's pull directly from Microsoft Update. However, on my schedule, I'm only going to do a simple schedule of every 7 days or maybe once every 2 weeks, or I build a custom schedule to possibly happen 1 week after Microsoft released their patches on a Patch Tuesday. So here is where you start to build the intelligence of how do we update, what is the mechanism, and to when do we actually run these updates. The second last tab around supersedence really is what should happen when updates start to supersede. How should we expire or update those components within the repository of software updates? And you have two choices. When an update comes out that supersedes a previous one, immediately expire the particular the software updates that's already in the repository. By default, the do not one is on, with a wait period of 3 months. And that is quite long from a usage perspective, but it starts to allow you to build a schedule in yourself for when should updates be expired. And this is where you would start to build in your planning based on the products that you have selected, what sort of classifications you've chosen, to understand how long should we wait before a live latest update overrides and expires the older updates in the repository. On the languages section, if you are managing environments or geographical locations where you have applications or software operating systems that are in different languages, yeah, you could select a view of exactly what languages you could pull down for those particular ones as well. So this is a simple look and feel around the configuration that you'd be required for all of your software update points in your infrastructure. Again, these questions need to be understood and asked within your planning section to understand exactly what is the process you would need to think about from a delivery perspective. If we now kind of go back to our slides, this is where we now need to take into account up until this point to understand the configuration areas. As an IT administrator, ideally, the recommended approach is spend a bit of time in the console, that configuration section I've just stepped through now, and build out your questions and your sections that you need to answer in the planning for the deployment of software update points on your site servers out in your environment. If you step through those relevant tabs, answer a couple of those questions, refer some of those questions to responsible people such as networking, such as people who manage your firewall, so understand if I'm going to pull from outside of over the internet, what ports should I use? Am I allowed to? Do you have certain times when I'm allowed to? What is your preference? What is your recommendation? Keeping in mind, once you run the synchronization the very first time, you're going to pull all that metadata down from the Microsoft Update catalog. Then based on your products and classifications, you'll pull the relevant updates associated to that catalog. Once that is done and your frequency then runs around when you do your scheduling update for synchronization, you will pull the differences and the latest from that initial synchronization. But there are certain things to think about when it comes to planning. So let's have a look at some of these points in the next slide and understand exactly what should you think about and cater for in planning for configuring and deploying software update points into your environment. So let's have a look at that in the next slide quickly. So there are four areas to think about. Firstly, capacity planning. I mentioned now that when you do your first synchronization, you will get an update from the Microsoft catalog, and you will then pull a metadata of all of that down to the relevant software update point. Then, depending on your products and your classifications, you would then pull down the relevant bits to create your deployment packages to push out into your environment. That capacity planning becomes critical because it could be hundreds and hundreds of gigabytes of data that you might pull down. So firstly, storage is required, but secondly, within your software update point infrastructure, where am I going to start pulling this repository, these updates down from? We saw we had the options of Windows Update or the option of pulling from an upstream point or the offline section from an offline media content perspective. Planning for your synchronization settings becomes important because you don't want to have an impact to the network as well as to ensure that you're always pulling out the latest content and the latest updates from Microsoft. Then with regards to maintenance windows, plan to have a software update maintenance window built into your infrastructure to ensure that whenever you do software updates, there's no impact to your infrastructure or your clients that might require these software updates within your environment. Let's have a look now quickly at the management flow. So the first piece I mentioned was either your CAS or your primary site servers. Those are the ones that need to have the software update points deployed and rolled out into your infrastructure. Depending on when you would and where you would install those software update points, You would then start to synchronize the content either from the internet or from an upstream location within your environment. Once that is done, you would then decide on the relevant classifications and products that you want to synchronize. And once you've done that, you will then kick off another synchronization to ensure that you can pull down the metadata, and so you can use the metadata pull down in the first synchronization and then start to pull down the actual bits required based on the classifications and products that you have synchronized. Once that is done, you will verify how you would actually push out these updates into your environment, whether it be out through group policy, ensuring that the group policy configurations match up to how you would like to update software within your environment. Then you will step through the process of deploying the software updates. The URL at the bottom will give you a view step by step based on this workflow that you see here, what are all the configuration requirements required and the how-tos along that way. Ideally, I would recommend taking this URL along with this workflow diagram and stepping through each of these with regards to your planning and your deployment, and then filling in the custom configuration required in your environment of where are the SUPs going to be installed, when do I do my software updates, what products and classifications are we looking at, and then what group policy configurations do I have to amend, add, or start to create for deploying out to my users. The last piece is that once you've understood all these components we have in place, how do I actually do proper operations and maintenance within my environment? This TechNet article over here will be the base on learning in the library to give you all the information around the following bullet points. How do I, when do I, and what do I think about when I start to synchronize software updates? How do I download these software updates, and what impact will it have in my environment? How do I manage them going forward and look after the settings required? And how do I add software updates into an update group? And would I need update groups for particular reasons? And then the two very important ones. Yes, deploy, but how do I monitor those deployments out into my environment? So ideally, these components, these URLs, will give you a real view of where to start building out your operations and maintenance how-tos from a software updates perspective. So it's quite simple when you look at the configuration required. However, the planning is very important to ensure that your configuration is correct, firstly, but the ongoing operations and maintenance will always be kept in check. Your synchronization runs in a pattern. Ideally and very commonly used, normally it's a week after Microsoft does their Patch Tuesday. They have a synchronization for out into the mass production environments. You could possibly build in a shorter one for your test environments for updates, and then stick to that week after schedule for your production deployments out, giving you time, almost a week's grace period, to test these updates in your environment and infrastructure, and then decide how to do the updates and release out into production. The ongoing maintenance becomes the important piece, especially around supersedence. How do I ensure that the updates that are required are expiring the older ones and deploying out into my environment so my clients are always up to date? So I hope this has given you a good overview of how to approach software updates, how to look at the pieces, and how to plan for those components required within your environment. This brings us a close to Module 3, and what we'll do now is we'll take these key learnings and take it one step further in Module 4 now and have a look at operating system deployments within our environments.